From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida's unemployment claims system continues to be overwhelmed because of the coronavirus crisis. During a news conference yesterday afternoon, Governor Ron DeSantis said he's directing state agencies to deploy non-essential employees toward unemployment claims efforts.
We have, I think, about 25,000 state employees who are either telecommuting or non-essential and have told to stay at home. We wouldn't need all that, but we certainly could use some.
DeSantis said the state agency that oversees unemployment claims has taken more than 2 million calls just this week. WLRN has put together a list of resources related to the coronavirus crisis. You can find it on our homepage at WLRN.org. Well, time seems to have ground to a stop as we all hunker down at home, but that doesn't mean hurricane season is being put on hold. Yesterday, Colorado State University issued its annual preseason forecast, calling for another above-average season. That would make five in a row. Meteorologist Phil Klotzbach says we could see 16 named storms, 8 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. He talked to us via Skype to explain what's driving the busy season.
Do not think we're going to have El Nino conditions this summer and fall. When it occurs, it tends to increase upper-level westerly winds that tear apart hurricanes in the Atlantic. Also, the Atlantic right now is running warmer than normal. Warmer Atlantic tends to need more fuel for storms, all of which tend to lead to more active hurricane seasons.
An average Atlantic hurricane season produces 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and nearly 3 major hurricanes. Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1st. It's a challenging time right now. We've had to make a great number of adjustments in our daily lives. As bleak as things seem to be, there are good things going on, too. Tell us about one thing that's brought you joy recently. We'd very much like to get it on air for everyone to listen to. Please send us your story in a text to 305-676-7825. Once again, the number to text is 305-676-7825. And please remember that standard messaging rates apply. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.